Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast, and I'm so grateful that you have joined us and hope that you'll share this with friends and with co-laborers and with other folks that might need a cup of encouragement today. Undaunted Courage is the title of a book that I read that I thought was awesome, but it's not about that undaunted courage today. It is about your courage. You know, 3 months after France and Great Britain declared war on Germany on Christmas Day, that happened in 1939, King George VI broadcast an address to the nation. Now, by this time, Austria, Czechoslovakia, and Poland had already fallen to the Nazis. Rallying people amid the darkness that had come, the king concluded his speech with these words. Listen to this. A new year is at hand. We cannot tell what it will bring. If it brings peace, how thankful we shall all be. If it brings us continued struggle, we shall remain undaunted. In the meantime, I feel that we may all find a message of encouragement in the lines which, in my closing words, I'd like to say to you. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." And then the king said, "May the Almighty hand guide and uphold us all. It would be another 6 years, my friend, of war before peace was finally restored." And as King George VI told his people, none of us know what the new day will bring. If it brings safety, healing, prosperity, wholeness, and joy, then we'll praise and thank the Lord above. But if it brings continued struggles, we will remain undaunted with courage, not because we are strong or have it in our own power to remain faithful and courageous, but because our God is strong and more than able to keep us in his peace. Listen to what the text has to say in the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 6. The Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, "Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy, I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness." Friend, live in the undaunted courage of the Lord. He is going before you, he is going within you, and he is coming behind you. Lord, help me to take hold of your hand today, staying close to you in the coming year. No matter what happens, may the peace you promise come to characterize my life in a way that will bring you glory. I pray that in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. My friend, go live with an undaunted courage, because I will promise you the Lord wants to go before you and make your way straight. He wants to take a crooked path and turn it the right way. He wants to go within you and bring you peace and joy, fulfillment and contentment, because he is always good and you are always loved. And that God wants you to hop on his back. When this world is beating you up and you just can't go any further, just jump on his back and wrap your arms around his strong shoulders. Let him carry you through the middle of the problem, not around it. Only so he can set you down victoriously on your 2 feet and wipe away your tears, kiss you on the forehead, wrap you in his loving arms, look you eye to eye and say, "My child, I love you." Go live in that undaunted courage today. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.